Yudches Adar, Monday the 12th of March, Rabbi Yosef Lewis, Binyan Beis HaMikdosh.
Rambam in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, when he discusses the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, he says, Ein Boinen Es HaMikdosh B'Laila. You can't build up the Beis HaMikdosh at night. Shenema, because it says in this week's Pasha, Vayoyim Hokim Es HaMishkon, at the day that you build up the Mishkon. So the Rambam says, Vayoyim Hakimim, by day you can build up the Mishkon, V'loy B'Laila, by night you can't build up the Mishkon or the Beis HaMikdosh. And then the Rambam in the same halacha continues, and he says, V'hakoyil Chayoven, everyone is Mechuyev, Livnois, to build, V'lisoid, and to help, Ba'atzman, themselves, Ubamamoinam, with their money. And he says, Anoshim, V'noshim, men and women, K'miktosh HaMidbar, like the Mishkan in the Midbar. So the question is very obvious, all that Chayim asked, the Rambam, in the same halacha, is a big stira. He starts off saying that you can only build a Beis HaMikdosh b'layla, by yoim, and not b'layla, only by day, not by night. So that means it's a mitzvah saseh shazman krom, it's a mitzvah that you can only do at a certain time, and you can't do it all the time. Only by yoim, not b'layla. And in the same halacha he says that everyone's mechuyev are noshim v'noshim, men and women. And we know that noshim are not mechuyev with mitzvah saseh shazman krom. So how can Rambam start off saying that you can only build a Beis HaMikdosh b'yoim and not b'layla, and then he continues on saying that noshim are mechuyev with Binyan Beis HaMikdosh? So the many mahalchim to answer this Rambam, we'll just go through a few of them. The one mahalach that Achroinim say, I'll be a famous Yisoid from the Turei Eben. Turei Eben says, a mitzvah saseh shazman krama is only by mitzvahs like, let's take tzitzis and tefillin. You have a chiyuv to put on tzitzis, to put on tefillin, and we know tefillin is only by yoim, we don't put on tefillin by laila. When night comes and we can't put on tefillin, that tells you that the mitzvah that you could have done today, you've lost that mitzvah if you didn't do it, and you can't do it at night, and the next day you'll have a nuchi of mitzvah to put on tefillin. But you can never fix up and be mekayim the mitzvah that you didn't do today and do it tomorrow. So the time gap in between that you can't do the mitzvah tells you that you've lost the mitzvah that you had, and you can't do it anymore. The next day you'll have a nuchi of mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah that is done at a certain time. Once the time's over, you can't do it again. And the next day you'll have a nuchi of mitzvah to put on tzitzis or tefillin. So he says there, that is a mitzvah shazman krama, because it's done at a certain time. Once the time's over, you can't do it again. He says Binyan Beis HaMikdosh is not like that. Binyan Beis HaMikdosh is a mitzvah you have to build up the Beis HaMikdosh. If you don't do it today, at night, you can't build the Beis HaMikdosh at night. But the next day, it's not a new mitzvah. You've lost the mitzvah that you could have done today, and I'll do it. There's a new chiyuv mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdosh next day. No, it's one mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdosh. If you didn't do it today, you'll do it tomorrow. The night, he says, is not more than a hafsaka zman. It's a time gap in between that you can't do the mitzvah. But if you didn't do it today, you can always do the same mitzvah the next day. There's no time, the time in between is not telling you that you've lost the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdosh from today, and there'll be a new chiyuv mitzvah that you'll do the next day. It's the same mitzvah, or you do it today, or you do it tomorrow. And there's just a time gap in between that you can't do the mitzvah. And it says, in those cases, that's not a mitzvah saseh shazman krama, because the time in between is not telling you that you've lost the mitzvah. It's just the time that you can't actually do the mitzvah, but you'll do the same mitzvah the next day. So it's very good Rambam. Rambam starts with saying that you can only do it by day, not by night. But it still doesn't make it a mitzvah saseh shazman krama, because the time in between is not telling you that you lost the mitzvah, it's just telling you that you can't do the mitzvah to say at that time, at night, but you can always do it the next day. Another explanation they say, Opi, the stipler in Kehilas Yaakov in Yevamos Siman, he has a big discussion over there, but he comes at it as a machlekes Tosfos and the Rashba. Tosfos says that the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, there's one mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, and that mitzvah is going to continue forever. Because the whole purpose, the whole tachlis of Binyan Beis HaMikdosh is that the Beis HaMikdosh should be standing, should be built forever. So when you actually build a Beis HaMikdosh, you're being mekayim a mitzvah, that mitzvah is going to continue forever. The mitzvah is that it should be standing and there should be a Beis HaMikdosh built. Klal Yisrael can come and bring korbanos. He says, the Rashba holds not like that. There's two parts to the mitzvah. There's the actual mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdosh, and there's a mitzvah that's going to be done one time of actually building the Beis HaMikdosh. Once it's built, the Rashba holds, once it's built, then you start being mekayim the mitzvah of having a Beis HaMikdash that is standing and is built. But when you're actually building the Beis HaMikdash, that is a one-off mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash that is not going to continue. Once you finish building the Beis HaMikdash, then you'll have the mitzvah of having a Beis HaMikdash built. So again, Tosfos holds that when you actually build the Beis HaMikdash, you're being mekayim a mitzvah that is going to continue forever. That mitzvah is going to be continuous, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be standing forever. So the Fitos is also very good. The mitzvah of having the Beis HaMikdash built, standing built, that is a mitzvah that's going to be by Yom HaBalayla. And when I actually build the Beis HaMikdash, Tosfos holds, that is actually being mekayim a mitzvah that is going to be nimshach forever. Because that the tachlis and the purpose of the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash is that we should have a Beis HaMikdash standing. Having the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash standing, having a Beis HaMikdash fast, that's by Yom HaBalayla. So when I actually do the mitzvah of building, even though I can only actually put it up by day, but the tachlis and the purpose of the mitzvah should be, we should have a Beis HaMikdash standing, that mitzvah is going to be by day and by night. So that good dome actually is very good. You can only actually put up the Beis HaMikdash by Yom. But when I put up the Beis HaMikdash, I'm being mekayim a mitzvah that is going to continue by day and by night. So therefore, nashim are also going to be mechuyev, and that's not a mitzvah of Seisha as Ban Kroma. The Kesef Mishnah on this Rambam says, what is the source that nashim are also mechuyev with Binyan Beis HaMikdash? So he brings a pasuk in this week's Pasha, that the ladies were tovu eseizim. They used to weave the wool when the wool was still on the izim, still on the sheep. So the question is, So the question is that is not actually the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. Those were they were preparing all the kelim and the yerios for the mishkan, but that was not actually the building of the Beis HaMikdash. But Emes is Rambam is the Shitasei. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs Mitzvah Chof, he holds that preparing all the kelim, the menorah, the shulchan, the mizbeach, the yerios, all the work beforehand is also part of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash is only actually putting up the Beis HaMikdash. But the Rambam holds everything that we do beforehand, building the menorah, the shulchan, all the achanas, all doing the kelim is also part of the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. So the Aruch Lanei and Sukkah, Mem Aleph, says that preparing the kelim for the Beis HaMikdash, that you can do balayla. You can do it. Actually, v'yoyim hakim es ha-mishkan, putting up the mishkan, that can only be done by day. But preparing the kelim, that can be done by night as well. So going back to the Rambam, it's very good. The Rambam holds that you can preparing the kelim is part of the mitzvah of also the mikdash of building a Beis HaMikdash, and that could be done by night. So it comes out that there are big parts of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash that could be done by night. So therefore, it's not a mitzvah of Seisha as Man Krama, and Nashim will be mechuyev with building the Beis HaMikdash. They can't actually put it up, but because they have a big part in actually being mekayim boss in the mikdash, they're doing the kelim. Therefore, it's not a mitzvah of Seisha as Man Krama, because there are chalakim of the mitzvah that the Nashim could do. But according to the Ramban holds that doing the kelim is not a part of the mitzvah of also the mikdash or building the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a famous Tosfos in Kedusha. The Gemara in Kedusha says that Nashim are potter from Mila. The pasuk says Oisoi and Midashim lo Oisa. The father has to do the Mila and the mother doesn't do the Mila. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, why do we need a pasuk to tell me that Nashim, mother can't do Bris Mila? Mila is only by Yom, not by Laila, not Shabbos, when it's Legazmano. So it's a mitzvah sasesha as man grama, and all Nashim are potter for mitzvah sasesha as man grama. Mitzvahs that are only done at a certain time. So if you can only do it by Yom, you can't do it at night. So it's a mitzvah sasesha as man grama. So Nashim are anyway potter for the mitzvah of Mila. They can't do Mila. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that Nashim are potter for Mila? So the Tosfos Rit says, Enochanama, that there's a fixed time when you can actually do the Mila to the baby. But the father has a chiyuv, even at night, to prepare himself and make sure that he should be able to do the Mila when the time comes that he can do the Mila. So Tosfos is saying a big chiddush. Even though the actual mitzvah you can only do by day, you can't do it at night, but if preparing and making sure that you'll be ready to do the mitzvah, if you can do that at night, that is enough to tell you that it's not a mitzvah sasei shazman groma. And I would think that Noshim would be mechuyev with doing Mila, because if there's no father, the mother will have to do the hachonis and prepare and make sure that the son should be mal on the next day. So therefore, I would think that it's not a mitzvah sasei shazman groma, because she has to do, she has to prepare herself at night. Therefore, the Gemara needs a pasuk to tell me, oisoi veloi oisa, that the mother can't do the Mila. So what comes out from this place is that if even the actual thing, not lefid Ramban, that you can't, doing the kelim is not part of the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, but there were a lot of things that you could have done at night, planning it and preparing it and making sure that the next day everything should flow, the work should be done, if all that can be done at night, that is enough to tell me that it's not mitzvah sasei shazman groma, and therefore, going back to Rambam again, Noshim will be mechuyev with binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Brisk Rav is Medayik, there's one more Mahalach. Brisk Rav is Medayik, the Psukim in Pasha's Truma in this week's Pasha. It says at the beginning of Pasha's Truma, V'yikhu li Truma, you should take to me a Truma. So that's the Lashon Rabin, plural, V'yikhu, you should all take to me. And then the Pasha finishes off, Me'ez kol ish, ashe yidvenu liboy, that's the Lashon Yochit. It starts with Lashon Rabin and finishes off with the Lashon Yochit. And this week's Pasha the same thing. It says, Chu me itchem truma, take from all of you a truma. And the Pasuk finishes off, Koil nadiv levoy, everyone that has a nadiv lev, also a Lashon Yochid, Yevi'eah, he should bring it. So the Pasuk starts off with a Lashon Rabim and finishes off with a Lashon Yochid. So Brisgrov says that the Vayikhu, that is the Tzibu. The command to do, to bring everything, that is the Vayikhu, and that is a Lashon Rabim. Because the Tzibu, the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash, that wasn't a tzivu to every yachid, to every single person. That was a tzivu to the whole tzivu together. All of Klal Yisrael, you all have to build a Beis HaMikdash, you all have to bring. There was no tzivu for every single yachid, you should bring. There was a tzivu for the whole tzivu. So therefore the pasuk starts off, yikhuli, you should all take. It's a tzivu for the tzivu. And every single yachid that brings, that's nadiv lev. That's if he wants, he can bring it b'nadava if he wants to, but he's not mechuyev. There's no chiyev for every yachid. There's a chiyev on the tzivo that everyone together has to make sure that it should be done. The nafkamina would be, if it's a chiyev for every yachid, then if someone doesn't bring, then he hasn't done the mitzvah. Even though the Beis HaMikdash will be built at the end of the day, but if it would have been a chiyev for every single yachid, that he has to have a part in the binyan Beis HaMikdash, he has to bring something. If he didn't bring, even though the Beis HaMikdash was built, if he didn't bring something, then he doesn't have a part of the mitzvah. But now that it's a chiyuv for the whole tzibur, that the tzibur has to make sure that the Beis HaMikdash should be built. So even if you have a yachid that he didn't bring anything, if he's part of the tzibur, and at the end of the day the Beis HaMikdash was built, the tzibur built the Beis HaMikdash, then he's part of the tzibur, he was mekayim the mitzvah, even though he didn't bring anything. Then it says Rambam, in end of Sefer Mitzvahs, after the mitzvah Reish v'Mches, he says, when you look through the mitzvahs, you find some mitzvahs that are mitzvahs for the tzibur. And he brings three mitzvahs. Building a Beis HaMikdash, putting a melech on Klal Yisrael, and wiping out Amalek. So the first one he says was, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah on tzibur. The Rambam doesn't explain much what is the chiluk if it's yachid or tzibur. But like we explain now, it's very good that the difference is, if someone doesn't do his part of it, if it's a chiyuv for a yochid, he has none his mitzvah. If it's a chiyuv on tzivur, if at the end of the day it was done, he has a part in the mitzvah. So therefore we can say like this, that mitzvahs are seish hazman groma, we can only say that noshim are not mechuyev with those mitzvahs, if it's a mitzvah that is a chiyuv for every yochid. It's a chiyuv for every single person in Klal Yisrael to do the mitzvah, so we can say, it was a chiyuv for the yechidim of the Zechorim, of the men, but it wasn't a chiyuv for the Nashim. But if it's a chiyuv on Tzibur, who's in the Tzibur? Everyone's in the Tzibur. Men are part of the Tzibur, Nashim are part of the Tzibur. If they are part of the Tzibur, how are you going to say they're not mechuyev with mitzvah sasei shazman groma? If they're part of the Tzibur, then even if they didn't do anything, they're mamela mekayim the mitzvah, because if Tzibur did it, and the end of the day the Beis HaMikdash was put up, then they're part of the Tzibur, they were mamela mekayim the mitzvah. Again, you can only say that mitzvah sasei shazman groma, noshim apata, if it's a mitzvah for every yachid, a mitzvah for every single yachid to put up a Beis HaMikdash, Yeah, so we can say only for men, but not for the Nashim. It's a mitzvah fish as man. So for those yechidim of Nashim, the Torah didn't say that they're mechuyev with a mitzvah. But if it's a mitzvah that is, the tzibur is mechuyev with it, whoever's part of the tzibur is going to be mechuyev with a mitzvah. That's Nashim and Anashim. So we're going back to the Rambam, is like a shmak. The Rambam starts off that you can only put up the Beis HaMikdash by Yom Eloi Balayla, but a fila hacha, Nashim are going to be mechuyev, because it's not a mitzvah for a yachid, it's a mitzvah for the whole tzibur. And if, when it's a mitzvah for the tzibur, everyone's mechuyev. I'm just being a guide to this meritva. Going back to the Tosis Kasha we had before, now why do we need a pasuk by Mila to tell me that Nashim not mechuyev with Mila? We should say that it's pasuk because it's a mitzvah seishal zman grama, you can only do Mila by Yoim and not by Laila. So the Ritva answers that mitzvah of Mila is a chiyuv. I would think that the mother and Isha would be mechuyev with Mila because she's not worse than Besdin. So there's many mahalchim to explain the Ritva, but many achronim explain that just like Besdin, they're mechuyev to make sure that every Yiddish child is malad. So that's not a chiyuv for a yochid, that's a chiyuv for tzibur. Besdin, not the shluchim from the tzibur, but that's a chiyuv that to make sure that every child is malad and there's no one left that is an oil. So therefore, I would think that an isha is not worse than Besdin Pshat is because she's part of the tzibur. If tzibur is mechuyev to make sure that everyone does Mila, so I would think Isha is part of the tzibur, she should also have to do Mila. So therefore, I would think an Isha can also do Mila, because there's no Ptor, Mitzvah Saseisha is man common. Therefore, I need a Pasuk to tell me, Oisei veloi Oisa, that an Isha can't do Mila. Yes, so the Mechus is a few Malachim, and Mechus Chinuch learns differently, but other Achronim want to say that Bezdin, Shat is a Tzachiv, and Tzibur, Bezdin are the Shluchim from Tzibur. Bezdin makes are there set mitzad on behalf of Klali of the tzibur to make sure that everyone does mila.
Tzibur did mila on
Moshe. Yeah. That's a big yeah.
He was the base then.
Yeah. Now another. It says by the Binyan of Mishkan. It says v'chol chacham leiv bochem. Everyone that has a clever heart, Yavoyu v'yasu, kol ha-shetziv Hashem, should come and do everything the Rabbeinu Shalom tells us to do. So the Lashon is very interesting. Kol chacham lev, everyone that has a clever heart. Chochme is in the moyach, I think. Chochme is in your brain. What does chochme got to do with your lev? Kol chacham lev. Clever heart. Then we have to know, what is a chochme? What is chochme? Everyone wants to be matzliach in life, everyone wants to succeed, everyone wants that chachma in order to be matzliach. What is the secret to be matzliach, to have that chachma? So the Ramban on this week's Pasha, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Lamed Hei Chof Aleph, the Pasuk says, Vayivoyu kol ish, every person, Asher nesoi liboy, that his heart picked him up and told him he wants to come and build a Mishkan. So the Ramban says we're talking about not the ones that brought the Nadavs to the Mishkan, we're talking about the people that came actually to build the Mishkan. So the Ramban says, it's very interesting, he says, in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, people came out to Mitzrayim, they were slaves in Mitzrayim, they came into the Midbar, and no one had courses, no one studied how to do all that work in the Mishkan, Kesef, Zov, and Choshes, and all this amazing work they had to do to build the Mishkan. Who had an idea how to go and build a Mishkan? How do they have any clue? They have to study years to know how to build a Mishkan. So the Ramban says, "Vayigbal liba b'darkei Hashem." These Yidden came along to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, "We will do it. We're going to do it, and we'll do anything that Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to do." They had no idea. They didn't know how to do it, but they said, "We want to do it. We want to show the Rabbeinu Shalom that we want to do whatever He wants us to do." That is the secret to be matzliach. If a person comes and says, "I want to do it," even if he has no idea how to do it, but if he tells himself, "I want to do it," in the end of the day, he'll manage to do it. There's a famous story, you might all know it, about Reb Eisel Charif. He was a tremendous sharp goan. He came to Volozhin Yeshiva. And all the Bachim were all excited, a big goan coming to Yeshiva, and everyone was standing around him, talking and learning. And in the meantime, there was a rumor going around that he has a daughter, and he's looking for the best boy in yeshiva to marry his daughter. So he asked an unbelievable question on the sugya they were learning, and he said, "Whoever manages to answer this question will marry my daughter." and all the best bochum were standing in the line. Everyone was trying to answer the question. And him, with his goinas, he managed to push off everyone's teretz one after the other. And the day went through, and the kasha was still there. No one managed to answer the kasha. At the end of the day, he was planning to leave. That was it. No one managed to answer his kasha. And as he was leaving, he was saying l'chaim l'shon to all the bochum. One boy comes running. So Rabbi Eisel asked him, "Will you have a teretz?" So he says, "No." So he says, "So what do you want?" So he says, "It's such an amazing kasha, I want to know the teretz. What is the teretz?" So Rabbi Eisel told him, "Come with me, I'll tell you the teretz." He told him the teretz. And then he told him, "You'll come with me, you'll marry my daughter." So Rabbi Eisel saw in this boy, it's all very nice. You can do, you can learn, you can do mitzvahs, you can do chesed. But this boy, it wasn't all enough for him. He wanted to know everything. He wanted to know more. He said, "I want to know it. I want to do more." Let me say this to Rabbeinu Yonah and others. Rabbeinu Yonah and others says in the Mishnah, "Ezer u'chachem, who is a chachem? Haloimet mikaladam." He learns from everyone. So Rabbeinu Yonah asks like this. He says, doesn't say who's a Talmud, who's a good student. Good student is someone that goes and picks up information from everyone. Doesn't say who's going to become clever. Someone that picks up information from everyone, he learns from everyone, says, who is a chacham? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, we think, who's a chacham and what is a tippish? A tippish, a dumb person, is someone that doesn't know anything. He doesn't know anything. He's a tippish. A chacham? Chacham is someone that knows a lot. Says Rabbeinu Yonah a lot like that. You can have a person, he says, that knows a lot, but he's still not a chacham, he's a tippish. Someone that knows a lot, he says, he's like a person carrying a load of books full of chacham in it. The Chochmah has no shaykhus to him. He doesn't love Chochmah. He doesn't yearn for more Chochmah. He doesn't want to know more Chochmah. The Chochmah is not a part of him. There's no shaykhus to him. He knows a lot of Chochmah. He says it's like carrying books full of Chochmah inside. But then he says you can have a person. He says, Eino Yudea Klum. He doesn't know anything. But he is a Chocham. Why? Because he is Mis'aver. He yearns and he has a desire to know more. He wants to know more and he says, I want to know more. And he is the Chocham, Rabbeinu Yonah says. Ezo Chacham, who is the Chacham? Haloimet mikol adam. He goes and he says, I want to know more and I'll pick up information and I'll learn from everyone and I'll do more. That is who the real Chacham is. Chochmah in the Moach is not enough, says Ezo ben Yonah. Chochmah in the Moach is not enough. The fact that you know Chochmah and you know a lot, that's not enough. You need the Chochmah to be in the lev, that you will and you have the Ratzon and you have the Shtoikkus and you yearn for more. That is what Chochmah is. That's what the Pasuk says. We started off with the Pasuk, Kol chacham leiv, everyone that has chochma in the leiv should come and build a mishkan. We asked, what does chochma got to do with the leiv? Chochma is the ramayach. But this Rabbeinu Yonah is very geschmack. Chochma in the moyach is not enough. You can know a lot, but if you don't yearn for more chochma, if you don't want to know more, you don't want to do more, you can still be a tippish. But if you don't know anything, but your chochma is in the leiv, your chochma is a part of you, you want more, you yearn for more, that is who the real chochma is. And then says, we see Klal Yisrael did this once before. By Kabbalah Satoira, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, you know, we all know the Chazal, the Rebbeinu Shlomo went around to all the nations and asked them if they want the Torah. So, almost Oilam, the Goyim asked them, what does it say in the Torah? He said, Lesitzach, Lesinach, Lesignach. So they said, oh, we can't keep to that, we don't want the Torah. Came to Klal Yisrael said, Naaseh Menishma, we're going to take it. Be'etzem, the Goyim are quite right. If they can't live up to it, they say we can't do it. So they say, we can't do it. Klal Yisrael went and they said, Nasa v'nishma. They don't even know what it is, what it says in the Torah. Who says they can keep up to it? But Klal Yisrael had that chochma salev. They said, we want to do more. Whatever the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, that is what we want. That is what we're going to do and we'll manage to do it. And that's when the Rebbeinu Shlomo sends you the extra siyata d'shmai. If you say, you want to do more, I'll be able to do it. And I yearn for more. The Rebbeinu Shlomo sends you that siyata d'shmai. It says, by the Nesiim, that the Nesiim brought the Avonim for the Choshen and for the Eifoid. So the Nesiim says without a Yud. So the Targum Yonison says, it brings the Gemara in Yuma, it's famous Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Hey, that the Anonim, the clouds, brought these stones from Nachal Pishon, from Gan Eden, and dropped it outside the Machne, and the Nesiim found them, and they brought it in to Moshe Rabbeinu for the Choshen and for the Eifoid. So I saw the kasha, what is the big goddess of the Nesiim? They brought the stones for the Choshen and the Eifoid. I mean, if any Pashat Yid would go out and he'll find these amazing stones that we We need for the choshen and for the eifod. Anyone would have brought them in. The Nesim found them outside the machne, and they brought them in. But why do we say the Nesim brought the stones? Anyone would have brought it in. Everyone knows we need it, and it's very rare to find these stones. Anyone would have found it, they would have brought it in. Why is it? Why does the pasuk tell us the Nesim brought these stones? So I saw pshat. Rashi brings down also the famous Chazal. Rashi brings it down the Gnai that the Nesim said we'll bring anything that is still needed. All Klal Yisrael should bring everything we need for the Mishkan. Anything that's still left over that we need, we'll finish off and we'll bring anything that's left over. So Amos says it was a big jump that the Nesim did, because they knew that there was these rare stones that are not easy to get hold of. And even though they said anything that will be missing, we'll bring. Mm-hmm. How are they going to get hold of these stones? How will they get them? It's very rare. They go down to Nachal Pishon, go down to Gan Eden and bring them. But the Nesim were those Chachmei Lev. They had that Ratzon, and they had that Chochmah that was a part of them. And they said, we'll bring anything. Anything's possible. And we'll be able to do it. And we'll bring those stones, whatever we'll take to get them. And we see that the Rabbi Shlaim sent them to Yisrael Shmaya. The clouds came, and the clouds brought them, and they found them. They are the ones that found them. So the godless of Nesim was that originally they said, we'll bring anything that is necessary for the Mishkan, even if it's very hard to get hold of. Because we want to do anything, and the Rebbeinu Shlaim sends you to Sata Deshmaya when you say that you want to do anything, even though it's hard for us. So we should all have the Sata Deshmaya, we should say we want to do more, and we'll have the Sata Deshmaya, we should be zeichet to the binyan ve'es the mikdash of shlishi v'mheir. Amen.